Eclogue for Santa Isabel by July Westhale. Over here, solvent skyline, a virgin in white on a hill, simple. How cities seed, every South American epicenter, but usually a man, a cross, an extended release tab of guilt. My neighbor in the elevator. How boring, the martyred man, and for that matter, the elevator. I will remember this for the rest of my life. Ascent, descent, the opening and closing of levels, yawn. Share with me your yellowed paper book, the gasp of a panorama, a gist peeled orange. A solid replacement for falling in over my head. This happens each time, like big wash strokes of paint, adding dimension to a landscape already too large to bear, especially as my youth melts from my body and the filthiest and most secret places in the city melt to meet the world. I pay and I pay and I pay for trespasses of men, for my two countries and their bickering. Still, I come back. Santiago eaten down to the root. Blame transubstantiation, or the women who taught us all to dance first and talk later, but never blame the poem. Not the first time, nor after the poet dies and decomposes themselves. Santiago with tortured stalls and markets of light bulbs. Stuck sky from mines and mountains, dissociated and graying, frayed around the edges, with nowhere to go but Argentina. Beware nostalgia, patron saint of drink too much. It will make a Catholic of you, and you, and you. Neruda loved a woman with a snake bouffant, mere blocks from my unfinished studio, where the heat was nearly killed immediately and stayed buried through every Andean winter. Lucia Berlin describes a Santiago as crisp and pre-revolution as perfect toast, but I had nothing to my name but a lover who wouldn't fuck me, the virgin outside my window, an aubade and nocturne both. White, white, white. One neighborhood over, they broke the fingers of Victor Jara, the Woody Guthrie of Chile, because God forbid he be the Victor Jara of anything. Up, then down, open, close, boring. It cannot have been true that I did not sleep for 3 years, but there you have it, in writing. When I left drunk, refusing to look back, afraid of being kept forever.